Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the awaited cattle on feed report released Friday and was not quite what the trade anticipated. Both on feed at 102% and placements at 99% were higher than anticipated. This is the second consecutive month that the estimates for placements were significantly below the actual. This is not a supportive report in light of the inflationary period we're in, as well as a concern about recession. If slaughter pace slows somewhat, cattle may back up into the market. Box B prices mixed Friday, choice up 47 cents, select down $1.04. Hog futures closed very strong, though, on Friday, resulting in an impressive weekly gain, $8.13 in the June contract. Futures struggled briefly early in Friday's trade, but early cash activity pointed to higher prices. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash up an impressive $2.46 to end the week. Not only this, but cutouts were up $3.65, ending a week of strong gains. July Kansas City wheat's trading 24 cents higher early today, finding support after finishing last week with 3 days of selling. Here in the U.S., heavy rain amounts are expected to arrive in the southwestern U.S. plains over the next 3 days, and some already falling in northwestern Kansas. The rain won't offer much benefit to crops at this late stage of development and should mostly be gone by Wednesday. Now, the corn futures, corn is about 4¾ cents higher for the July contract, a quiet start to the week with prices still holding support after bearish outside markets were hard on many commodity prices last week. USDA is likely to say corn is nearly two-thirds planted after Monday afternoon, but planting will have to navigate rain in this week's forecast. July soybeans trading 6¾ cents higher early today, getting closer to this year's high of $17.41, with support from an 89-cent gain in the July soybean oil. And the futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
Well, June live cattle up 7 cents Friday, 131.57. August down 47, 131.55. August feeder cattle down $1.27, 163.92. September down 90 cents at 167. June hogs up $3.57 at 108.87. Kansas City wheat, July down 42.5, 12.52 and three quarters. September down 42 and a quarter, 12.56 and three quarters. July wheat, Chicago down 31 and three quarters, 11.68 and three quarters. September down 31.5, 11.74 and a half. July corns down 4.5, 7.78 and three quarters. September down 3.5, 7.47. July soybeans up 14¾ cents, 17.05 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.